here at the Edinburgh Fringe with Amelia Stewart and Connell Keating, who are performers in Leper and Chip. And my opening question is, last year Fringe Review gave an award actually to a show that was set in Belfast called Belfast Boy, and it won an award. It was really hard to watch for all the right reasons. It was all about trouble and the difficulties of growing up and so on. And there are a lot of plays that come out of Ireland that are about, you know, it's not, doesn't seem to be easy growing up there.
It depends on where you're from. I suppose that I'd see a lot of it, but where I'm from, there's not really any trouble. What about you? You're from the north side.
North side, yeah. Well, I was born in Dublin, but I grew up most of my life in Westport. But so I suppose from what I've seen, my 4 years up here hasn't. I don't go walking around at night time, obviously. But yeah, no. I suppose be more. A lot more harder things to see when you get into the city centre and stuff like that, and a lot of homeless more so, you know, and a lot of junkies as well, you know, and they're getting very brave as well, you know, asking you for money.
We got a piece stolen recently by a guy on the street.
Yeah, literally just walked outside of Lanigan's on Eden Quay and just came up straight away, opened up the box, didn't even ask could he have a slice, and I was like, here, just have it, and he took it away.
But Irish writers, you know, have never been afraid to write, have they?
No, absolutely not. Jesus, no. I mean, well, who would? Enda Walsh and...
Enda Walsh.
Conor McPherson as well.
Yeah, Marco Rowe.
Marco Rowe.
Yeah, we're all a big fan of Marco Rowe. And Lee, the writer of Leopard Chip, he's heavily influenced by Marco Rowe. And I think you can see that in a lot of his writing.
Yeah.
Which is kind of his own spin on it, but it's the same very Dublin writing. Like, the vernacular is very Dublin. But yeah, Beckett as well. Joanna likes Beckett.
And Brian Friel and Sean O'Casey, I mean, they just... Like, I mean, Brian Friel, when he's writing about Dancing in Lunacy and stuff like that, and how grim, you know, living down in the west of Ireland can be as well, you know? Just a couple of women locked away in a house, not being able to see the light of day, and... Yeah, like you said, they're not afraid to write about hardship or anything like that at all.
So tell me the story of how this play's arrived at the Edinburgh Fringe.
So we're all friends, and Lee's a writer and an actor, and he wrote Leper and Chip while he was on the Lewis, which is our Dublin tram, and he gave it to me to have a read, see if it was okay, and I was like, I wasn't really expecting much, but when I read it, I was blown away. So I immediately thought of plays like Howie the Rookie and Margot Rowe plays, so I contacted Carl Shields, who's an amazing, really well-known Dublin and international actor, and a director, because I thought that he might be interested in hearing it. So,
being the original Rookie Lee and all that.
Yeah, he was the original Rookie Lee in Howie the Rookie. So we contacted Carl, and he wanted to do a reading of the play in Theatre Upstairs, which is Carl's the artistic director of Theatre Upstairs in Dublin, and Laura Honan produces. So they set us down and done a reading of the play. I thought Connell would be great because we have worked together since college. So, I mean, you needed to be very, very in sync for this play. So we done a reading, and Carl wanted to direct it. So we put it on in Theatre Upstairs a couple of months later, and then we transferred to the Project Arts Centre in Dublin. And then after that, we met Joanna, and now we're here.
So eventually, yeah, after all our hardship... But, yeah, like, initially when we were doing a reading of the play, Lee really wanted Carl to direct it, but he wasn't sure how to go about asking him. So after the first reading...
Carl offered,
you know what I mean, which is fantastic. So Lee didn't even have to ask him. It just kind of happened, you know what I mean? But we're very grateful for everything that kind of Theatre Upstairs did for us at the very start, you know what I mean? They got it put on, you know, they allowed us to use their venue, you know, Carl directed the show, and then just it was just... to a rip-roaring success then by the end of it, and then the transfer to the project was amazing, and it was just all really, really special.
Sold out running the project
as well, yeah.
Something I'm picking up already, I mean, there's a good rapport between the two of you as you're sitting here, and you've known each other clearly for a good while. Not all actors have got that rapport, and you've got it, and some people have said, like, knowing each other for a long time can get in the way. So how has that kind of, you know, closeness helped or hindered this piece?
It gets in the way. I don't know. I think
When we were doing Leper and Chip for the first time, I kind of lived on my floor. Because
yeah.
We knew that it's like yin and yang. You have to know each other's parts that well. Like, you have to be able to get up, and he could play Chip and I could play Leper. it has to be like that. I think I really enjoy working with people that I'm close to more.
Yeah, I think we have a good chemistry, you know, and I think you need that in order to bounce off each other.
You don't always have the luxury of that.
Of course, absolutely.
I don't think it ever gets in the way. You have to be around that person all the time. So if you don't like them, tough. You're going to have to suck it up. So it's a more enjoyable experience. I wouldn't always say easy, because you kind of take things out in the people that you know better anyway.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of arguing on text and stuff like that. But
now, usually I use the word fly, but I'm going to use the word butterfly. I'm a butterfly and I fly in through the window of your rehearsal room. Just settle. You don't notice me, but I'm watching. Tell me what that would look and sound like in a rehearsal for your play.
A lot of jokes.
A lot of sexual innuendos.
Yeah, and loads of bursts of energy randomly, and then crashes.
Yeah.
But are you? I mean, particularly in the early times, are you just running it and running it and running it, or are you diving in scene by scene in detail? How does it work?
Well, when we're doing it in theatre upstairs, we only had 2 weeks to get it up on its feet and, you know, get going. So it's incredible what we kind of achieved in those 2 weeks. And then for the project, then we kind of had the luxury of, what was it, three? It was just myself, because Cal was away.
It was scene by scene. It's section by section from the start, and then it's running and then going back and fixing nuances.
Yeah.
That's the way we worked with Carl.
And so where's the writer? Is he gone by now, or is he hiding in the corner rewriting?
No, he's definitely gone. He's gone since the project. In Theatre Upstairs, we had a shorter version, and in the project, we extended it.
Yeah. He was coming in at about 35 minutes, you know, so Lee kind of had to write an extra 15 minutes, 10 extra pages, and kind of, which was a fabulous, fabulous bit that he added to it. You know, it really kind of brought the climax to a nice crescendo. But he was gone then after that. Yeah. So there was a couple of drafts. How many drafts was there? About three or four?
I'd say there's four drafts.
Four drafts. Yeah. Sex scene, which he couldn't write either, and he had to write it.
And as actors, you're going to play this for, you know, show after show after show on a tour, particularly in Edinburgh. In that those sort of hours before, how are you getting into the zone for the parts that you play?
A lot of flying, running around. I suppose.
This is the first time we don't have the luxury to get into parts, because we have to put up the set beforehand. So it's just something that we have to turn on.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so strange compared to what we've done usually. Yeah. We've had like hours beforehand and we just walk in and perform it. But this time you've 2 minutes, lads.
2 minutes. Sound check after 23 performances, I suppose, it's kind of already there, you know.
Yeah.
We do, I suppose, in a way, our warm-up could be the luxury of having at the very start, when the audience are coming in to take their seats, we're actually, you know, doing little pieces, little nuances from the show, you know, kind of very physical, loads of energy. So we do have that time to kind of get ourselves into character.
The preset is warm-up.
The preset, yeah.
Really.
Now, I'm no fan of spoilers. One way that we manage that in an interview is to ask you to say what you like or don't like about your characters that you play.
I like that Chip is more of... She's more the masculine character. The Leper's more the feminine character. But I really like that feeling like I'm a really strong female character. I'm really cheeky. She's very cheeky.
I love how he's a lover, not a fighter. he's really good to his man and dad. He's good to his mates, regardless of whether they kind of screw him around. And I think, the one thing I hate about him is that he's too soft, you know what I mean? He kind of crumbles. He takes a look at Chip and sees that she's in need, and he just has to help her, you know?
Final question, just for the people listening who may not know. So a lot of people associate Dublin with writing, and they know about Dublin writers' festivals and Fringe and so on. When you fly home or get home, what's it like being a young actor, you know, in Ireland at the moment?
It's tough. Everywhere's tough.
I think that myself and Cunnell are very lucky at the minute, because we actually work in TV. But the theatre scene is pretty difficult. There's just so many actors, and there's 40 actors just coming out training every single year. Yeah,
from the Lair and the Gaiety School of Acting, where we trained.
We're just mass-producing actors. And so small, so, like, we see everybody at auditions. Like, you will see everyone. It's like a reunion.
Yeah.
So are Irish actors heading overseas to find work?
think a few are going to London, but a lot of them come back.
Yeah, they do.
I think the state of Irish writing at the minute is mostly new writing. And I think a lot of actors are turning to writing and writing their own pieces and then getting them produced in places like Fishamble or Theatre Upstairs. It's a lot of new work. Like last year in Theatre Upstairs, there was 72 new pieces, like new writing, 72.
Wow, which is incredible. Well, they only kind of put on new writing, you know.
It's insane. It was 72 in 3 years. I was like, so there's not that many weeks in the year. 72 new pieces, and there was a lot of new writing, even for the Irish Theatre Awards. Times Theatre Awards. I really should know that.
So for you guys then, you know, you get the work you can. Like most actors, you're lucky to be in TV. Are you going to create your own work?
Yeah, well, our company is just new work at the minute. So we've two writers, Lee Coffey and Emily Gilmore Murphy, and they're both writing away. And then we read the pieces and we're like, realistically, when can we get this put on? Who's the cast that we can do? And we do it through profit shares. So our company just puts on new work at the minute. So anytime we're free,
it goes straight back into new shows.
We try and have something
Emily
on.
Or Lee show, yeah. I suppose our company is gaining a nice bit of a reputation as well in Dublin, which is kind of nice. You know, we have a good working relationship with Carol and Lauren Theatre Upstairs, and now with Keane O'Brien in the project.
And Joanna.
And Joanna, of course, as well, thank God, yeah.
Yeah, but she's going to be in space soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully not forever.
We need you to come back down, Joanna.
Well, that's Leper and Chip, and that's Amelia and Conal. Thanks very much indeed.